Inshallah, we'll read a little bit of ahadith every night as our practice, so that we keep ourselves connected to the month of Ramadan and we don't lose out on the virtues of this Mubarak month. The first hadith, Salman radiallahu anhu reports on the last day of Sha'ban, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addressed us and said, O people, there comes over you now a great month, a most blessed month, in which lies a night more greater in virtue than 1,000 months. It is a month in which Allah has made fasting compulsory by the day, and has made sunnah, the taraweeh, by night. Whoever intends drawing near to Allah by performing any virtuous deed, for such a person shall be the reward, like the one who had performed a farad in any other time. And whoever performs a farad shall be blessed with the reward of 70 faraid in any other time. This is indeed a month of patience, and the reward for true patience is Jannah. It is a month of sympathy with one's fellow men. It is a month wherein a true believer's rizq is increased. Whoever feeds another who fasted in order to break the fast at sunset, for the feeder shall be the forgiveness of sins and emancipation from the fire of Jahannam. And for such a feeder shall be the same reward as the one who has fasted, without that person's reward being decreased in the least. Thereupon we said, O Rasulullah, not all of us possess the means whereby we can give a fasting person something to break his fast. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, Allah grants the same reward to the one who even gives a fasting person a mere date to break his fast, or a drink of water, or a sip of milk. A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Wa minan nas man yu'jibuka qawluhu fil hayatid dunya wa yushhidu Allah ala ma fi qalbihi wa huwa aladul khisam. وإذا تولى سعى في الأرض ليفسد فيها ويهلك الحرث والنسل والله لا يحب الفساد. In this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes reference to a specific munafiq. And this munafiq, his name was Akhnas bin Shuraiq. He used to come to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he used to talk big. You know, he used to talk big. And he used to speak all impressive stuff that yes, Islam is a good religion and Muslims are like this and I am also like that and I am like that. And so he used to really impress Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to like what he was saying. So the same person, because he was a munafiq, he didn't have Islam at heart, he didn't have anything at heart. So what he did was, when he used to go away from there, he said he used to live somewhere out of Makkah on the way to Ta'if. He found there were plantations that belonged to the Muslimin, so he destroyed it. And he found animals that were on the way, he destroyed it. And that was his way of showing anger and vengeance to the cause of Islam. But in front of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he had a very nice story to tell. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that from amongst people there are those whose speech you like. يُعْجِبُكَ قَوْلُهُ. You like when they talk to you. They talk about the worldly things. فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. So he must have been talking about great stuff, all about the worldly matters, and he's to show a lot of concern and sympathy to the matters of the world, and he's to impress Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah says, وَيُشْهِدُ اللَّهَ عَلَى مَا فِي قَلْبِ. But Allah ta'ala is witness to what is in that man's heart. He got nifaq, he got hypocrisy. وَهُوَ أَلَدُّ الْخِصَامِ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, he is a very strong, argumentative disputer. He's a quarrelsome fellow. Now Allah speaks about the second part, وَإِذَا تَوَلَّى. And Allah says, when he turns away from you, or it could also mean when he is given authority over something. سَعَى فِي الْأَرْضِ. And he runs around on the earth everywhere. لَيُفْسِدَ فِيهَا. So that he may create corruption on the earth. لَيُفْسِدَ فِيهَا وَيُهْلِكَ الْحَرْثَ وَالنَّسْلِ. And he may destroy the plantation, vegetation, and he may destroy progeny, or he may destroy lives. Allahu la yuhibbu al-fasad. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not love those people who create corruption and who create evil and who create all kinds of chaos. So this is an incident with regard to the munafiqeen that took place at that time. Now let us look at that same incident and that same ayat in today's perspective. Today you find the superpowers, the great powers as they call themselves, they talk very big when it comes to matters pertaining to worldly affairs. They will be always in the forefront about human rights, and about children's rights, and about conservation, and about global warming, and about preserving the earth, and all these type of things. You will find they will be having conferences, you will find they will be delivering papers, and they will be calling up all kinds of meetings and everything, where they speak very, very greatly about these things. But actually, these people, they got nifaq in their heart. These same powers, if we have to look at how they are in control and monopolizing the resources of the earth, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِذَا تَوَلَّى, when they are given authority, when they are given rulership, like that munafiq fellow, then سَعَى فِي الْأَرْضِ, then they run around, they make an effort on the face of the earth that they may destroy all the plantation. And today, if you see the monopoly of these people that are sitting on the top, it's always just a few. How they controlling, you know, the plantation, the vegetation. If you look at the story of the rainforest, for example, in South America, how they're destroying plants there, just like that, how they're messing up the ecology, how they are contributing towards what is referred to as global warming, how they have gone into industrial, you know, pollution and industrial effluents that are being thrown out into the rivers, how much of destruction they are doing there on the face of the earth. In different ways, when it comes to food, how they are, you know what we call this, engineered, genetically engineered and genetically modified foods. They are interfering so much there. When it comes to controlling the market, we find these people here, they will destroy crops which have been, are ready to be delivered to the market, but because it's going to, you know, upset the price, that is going to cause instability in the market, they will destroy all of that. They will throw it away in the sea, but they will not give it to the people to eat. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about them in this day and age. It is there for everyone to see, whether it's, you know, global warming or whether it's pollution, wherever it, when it suits them, when they will do whatever they have to do to steal from everybody their resources, to break down the ecology, to upset the entire ecology if they have to do it. Whatever they will do, it comes to conservation, they will talk big, but behind our backs and behind everybody else's backs, they are busy stealing and, as they say, raping the entire environment left, right, and center for their own places, mining in such a way. You know, now we heard of what's this thing called in the Karoo? They call it fracking. Fracking, that means they are breaking the ground right at the bottom to take out shale gas, what they call from there. This is happening all over the world. So in this way, they are causing major, major harm to the ecology and to the conservation and to the environment of the earth. So Allah Ta'ala speaks about them. Don't become impressed by their speech and don't become impressed by their papers and their conferences. All that is just one big front. Further, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and وَيُهُلِكَ الْحَرْثَ وَالنَّسْلَ, and they also cause corruption to the progeny. So in different ways we find, one is they interfere with, you know, the embryos, they interfere with cloning, they interfere with pregnancy, they interfere with all kinds of things. They interfere with the food that the children are being fed. They're interfering with a whole lot of things that yet you'll find they'll be having big conferences, campaign, Save the Children campaign. You see, they're very common. But they are the same ones when it comes to creating corruption and carrying out wars and going to bomb left, right, and center. Then they're not worrying of saving the children. They will kill left, right, and center. Last year, we know, for example, the war that took place in Gaza, how many hundreds of children were killed. So when it comes to destroying the rights of children, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says they will destroy, they will kill, they will do whatever. When it comes to destroying animals, they will do whatever. Besides that also, they will corrupt the children in this way that you find that they will put out there different kinds of distractions and different kinds of entertainment for the children, very beautifully, you know, colored in forms of cartoons, in form of lovely computer games, in form of lovely whatever else it might be. But all these things, we don't realize that these are things that are designed to create a mindset for the children that makes them immoral, that makes them violent, that makes them zombies, that makes them everything else but productive human beings. So in this way, we find that they are producing such children who are inwardly created, and, you know, they are, their whole mindset is basically rewired, as we can say, so that these children go out in society and they cause maximum facade and they cause maximum chaos. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Wallahu la yuhibbul fasad. These people do not, Allah ta'ala does not love the fasad and the corruption they are carrying out. And then the final this thing, Allah says, when it is told to them, then they become arrogant. So if you are going to stare up and make any kind of statement against them in any way that what you people are doing is wrong, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Akhadatul izzah. Then they are going to be overtaken by izzah. Does not mean respect here. Izzah means they are going to be overtaken by arrogance. And then they are going to do all kinds of things to block you. They're going to do all kinds of things to sanction you, to try and hurt you. But obviously, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that they won't go far. They are going to be finally going to into Jahannam. Akhadatul izzah. Fahasbuhu Jahannam. Allah says, Jahannam is sufficient for such people. Huma adnan.